Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. Yes, I've got Masia Galea on the line. Good morning, Masia. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Uncle Robbie. Thanks for having me back.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. So you got a big week coming up.
We do. Gosh, it's getting so exciting. Not long to go now. But, you know, for us, NAIDOC Week officially begun when we announced all our deadly NAIDOC awardees. But, yeah, we've got our Victorian NAIDOC Ball happening this Saturday, which is a sold-out event, which that caters for 1,300 people, which we're really excited about. Had some gorgeous, rehearsals last Sunday with our, you know, we've got five traditional Victorian dance groups performing the opening ceremony this year, which is just going to be an absolute spiritual and celebration spectacular not to be missed.
Yeah, fantastic. Where is it? Where is the ball this year?
At Centrepiece in Olympic Park, so in between John Cain and Rod Laver Arena.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah, never
so
been
the reason
there.
For choosing that venue is because, you know, that's our ceremonial ground, you know, right along the MCG.
Yeah, it is that. Very much that.
Yeah. So
including Camp Sovereignty is in that little zone too. It's
absolutely
not that far away.
Yes.
MCG, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, well, we've got, touching back on Camp Sovereignty. So once we get through the NAIDOC Gala Ball, we then got our flag-raising ceremony. And this year we are
What day is it?
Monday the 7th of July.
Okay, yep.
And we're beginning our flag-raising ceremony at Camp Sovereignty for cultural ceremony from 7 a.m. till 8 a.m.
Gee, it's
early. I know, nice and early. But the reason why we're doing that is because, you know, last year's theme, Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud, it's in honour of the theme of last year to really signify last year's theme ending and
beautiful
theme beginning. So we're really having that cultural ceremony to hand over that theme from last year into this year with all the awardees there. We're actually going to carry the flag. It's going to be led by Jason Tamaru. He's going to come and do some cultural work. And we're going to carry the fire from Camp Sovereignty to Federation Square, have more cultural ceremony, and then raise the flags for NAIDOC Week, which is just so exciting.
I reckon. It's all coming together, isn't it? I don't know if you noticed the Yurok Troop Commission just handed down their report. It's pretty interesting. And so there's a lot to it this year, I think.
Yeah,
there's all the talk about treaty and things like that. So it's all coming together, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the back of, the Walk for Truth, we've got our Vic NAIDOC March happening on Friday as well. So, this is our Walk for NAIDOC and in honour of the 50 years. So really excited to bring mob all back together. And, the NAIDOC March, generally between 6,000 to 10,000 people we see marching the streets with us. Beginning at Victorian Aboriginal Health Service, which we're going to be hearing from the Aboriginal Health Service and their legacy of, supporting NAIDOC and holding NAIDOC space there for us to begin our march, which will be really beautiful.
Yeah.
And then stop at all our elements along the way. But then this year, once again, we're changing things up a little bit and ending our NAIDOC march back at Camp Sovereignty.
Oh, fantastic.
For our final sacred fire. And around that sacred fire, we've re-engaged with the traditional dance groups from across Victoria that we're using to open the ceremony for the ball. They're going to then close off NAIDOC Week for us around that fire back at Camp Sovereignty after our NAIDOC march. So there's going to be lots of, it's a week of celebration, honouring Black excellence, but it's also honouring, how NAIDOC Week begun and time for reflection and think about the next 50 years of legacy of NAIDOC and where we want to be.
It sounds like you've done a great job there, Masia.
Thank you.
Sounds fantastic. And I hope that very first part of Camp Sovereignty, we're going to do a sun dance, make sure there's good weather for us right through the whole week.
So
that's what we'll be asking the ancestors to look after us.
Yeah. So there's a, what's the theme for this year? Carrying on from the Keep the Fire Burning?
Yeah, Strength, Vision and Legacy is this year. Well, our next generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy is the theme for this year. So we're, yeah, the idea of beginning NAIDOC Week at Camp Sovereignty is that to have that cultural protocol and ceremony of ending last year's theme of Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud, and introducing this year's theme with cultural protocol and ceremony, and then carry that fire down to Federation Square and raise our beautiful, deadly black flag.
Oh, thanks for the NAIDOC committee for doing that. I think it's very appropriate. I think it's fantastic, and it'd become a part of the celebration, a permanent part of it, because it's a great space to do all that. And thanks, Marcia. Is there anything else you might want to add before we
go? I just want to thank you, Uncle Robbie, for encouraging us to use that space for the rights cultural ceremony. That's what it's there for Camp Sovereignty. And I love, we've worked together a bit, over the past 12 months and created a lot of beautiful cultural ceremonies at Camp Sovereignty. And it's just beautiful to continue to give back and, be guided by you as my elder and my cousin as well throughout this. So lots of love and respect to you and to my mob, my whole community. Can't wait to do NAIDOC Week with you. Us as the committee, we're all really excited and can't wait to see all you mob at all our deadly events.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up to you at the ball. It's fantastic.
Yeah, deadly. Happy NAIDOC Week, everyone.
If you can't get tickets to the ball, there's always, I think, ABC's got Bridget Brennan and Ernie doing a show that called That Black Fella Show or something on Saturday night too, if you can't get to the ball, you're watching TV.
That's a good little plug because we are sold out. So, yeah, deadly.
Yeah. Thanks, Masaya.
No, thank you. Have a great day, you mob, and we'll yarn soon. Thank you.
Thank you. See ya.
Happy NAIDOC. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.